The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Halftime here in Bainbridge on senior night, and it's a 6-6 game between the BG Bobcats and the Spencer Van Etten Candor Eagles here tonight. A big conversation these days. Teams are merging. The state put out a thing where they have to change the mascots for certain schools. So Sydney had put out this list, and I really don't know how public it is, but we're going to talk about it here on the radio. So I believe you could go on and vote. I believe these are some of the finalists. So Sky and I were going through some of these. We thought we'd read them off. It seems pretty harmless to me. So, Sky, do you have any favorites on this list? Again, there's probably 20 to 30 on here, but what are some of your favorites?
So we were talking, and after I looked at the list, because I have not seen this list before, for you and people who know me, I'm a history person. So one of the names on the list is the Rough Riders. And just because I'm a huge, you know, fan of presidents and stuff, and I have a three-part biography by Edmund Morris about Teddy Roosevelt, mm-hmm. I just finished the first book of 700 and whatever pages, and I'm on to part two. So Rough Riders, for me, I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah, Rough Riders, I believe I was told, too, that it has some significance with the New York State Police, and apparently where the Sydney School was, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, was one of the original Troop C headquarters sites.
Okay.
So it would kind of make sense. I like it because of that. I don't know how much of a rap music fan you are, Sky, but all I can think about is
DMX
and the Rough Riders from when we were growing up, and to me that just sounds so weird as a mascot, so it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Although, there could be some great warm-up music if you want to go that way.
Yeah, if you just went all DMX because you're the Rough Riders. different spelling. The rap Rough Riders like to spell it a little differently with some Z's and some Y's in there, but some other ones here that, you know, there's a few of these here that I personally hope they don't go with, because there's some eagles on here, which would make sense for Sydney because the area is full of eagles, but they have the golden eagles, they have the bald eagles. I feel like we just have so many eagles around.
Right.
I mean, here we are tonight, Spencer Van Etten Candor Eagles, Deposit Hancock Eagles. A lot of these schools that are combining are going with something like eagles. So I don't mind it, but again, it's just kind of generic like that. We don't have many bears around. Bears is on this list. Falcons, gladiators, griffins. It's funny, we don't have hawks around anymore, like in terms of many mascots. So hawks is on the list. Knights, patriots, sabers, scorpions. This is one that we really liked. The sparrows.
Right, if you want to go with a bird.
You want to go with a bird, there
right,
you go.
That's sparrow. Really not original. I say sparrows.
Scorpions, sentinels, serpents, stingers, thunder, titans, trailblazers, Vikings. Those are some of the ones that are on the list. So take your pick. You know, everybody, this is a huge debate. I'll be very interested to see what they come up with. But hopefully that'll be done sooner than later. I think some of those roll off the tongue real nice. Pioneers is also on the list. Mustangs. It'd be nice to see something that maybe somebody else close by doesn't have.
Sparrows.
Sparrows. That would be a first. So.
And the mascot would be great.
Yes.
That's where you go back to the Rough Riders. I mean, you could almost switch up your mascot. You could have DMX. You could have Teddy Roosevelt. you could switch up your Rough Rider every week.
There's a lot of possibilities here. So, you know, a lot of the local schools are working on this right now, coming up with different ideas and getting creative. So good luck to Sydney, and we'll see what they decide. So, all right, one last quick break. We are tied 6-6. BG, Spencer Van Etten Candor. High school football here tonight, Friday Night Lights, senior night here in Bainbridge. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. A score from out of town here. Sounds like Maine Endwell is on top of Norwich, 42-7 at the half. So, oh boy, I confused Craig here. I hope he's listening. I was joking with him during the break about Sydney Sparrows, and he said, really? With four... question mark. So, Craig, if you're listening, no, that's not what they are. I'm going to just type back, I'm joking. So, and we're going to start the second half here with Spencer Bennett and Kander running it back from left to right. Nice little return there from Shane Neal and out to about the 38-yard line here. So what does BG have to do on defense here to set the tone and keep that momentum that they had in the second quarter?
I would say contain the edges to start, sideline to sideline. You don't want anything to get outside you. And then we've seen a lot of pass plays, as we talked about, from Spencer right to the middle of the field. So you don't want a guy to be able to leak right up the middle of the seam there and pick up a big gain either. I think in the trenches, in between tackle to tackle, they've done a great job. But contain the outside and don't let any big pass plays happen.
So here on a first down and 10, they throw over the middle and defended well there by Marshfield. Knocked it down to the turf, and BG really doing a nice job of making sure that's where it looks like Spencer wants to go.
I mean, I'm not trying to say I called that perfectly, but the ball's right in the middle of the field. They threw a pass play right to the middle of the field. I mean, I almost think I know what I'm talking about sometimes. Not all the time, though. I mean, if anyone listens to me do soccer, they would know that it's not true. But I like the aggressiveness from Spencer to see if we can get a quick one like that.
So second down and 10 early here in this third quarter. We're tied 6-6 between the Eagles and the Bobcats. And now they'll go under center. It's been mostly shotgun for Spencer tonight. They throw to the outside, passes complete here on second and 10. They're going to pick up the first down. Tiptoeing along the sideline on that far side, I believe, was Caden McFall. And somehow, I mean, it looked like he was going to get maybe one, and he picks up about 12.
And that's a case right there where they go another pass play, but a quick one to the sideline, getting their athletes with the speed into space. And as you said, though, they were right there, but he must have wiggled his way around and picked up the first.
All of a sudden, he turned down the gas, and boom, he was able to cross midfield and get the first down. So a nice drive to start this second quarter, or this second half, I should say, for Spencer Vanette and Kander. No wide receivers to either side. They're going to try to just bust this one up the middle. No, they curl it to the outside, and they're going to pick up another first down across the 40-yard line to the 35. Shane Neal again moving the chains. Wow, I like that. They packed it all in. Almost looked like they were just going to try to run it and blast it right up the middle instead of curl to the outside.
Yep, they faked it right up the middle and then turned around and gave it to the back coming around from behind and got outside a little bit there, and that's what we're talking about. You want to contain that.
So now a first down and 10 for the Eagles. They're inside BG territory going left to right. The white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmets here tonight. And again, Johnston up the middle, who caught the touchdown back in the first quarter, across the 35 to the 30. And so Spencer trying to capitalize on this first drive of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson tonight. Also, thanks for listening if you are on WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate you checking in from wherever you might be out there. Don't have to just be here in the Tri-Town area to listen to us. So thanks for listening, and that's all brought to you by SFCU on WCDOsports.com. A cutback to the inside on the handoff here on a second down and 7. Going to pick up about 6, maybe 7 yards. And cutting back to the inside was Logan Amon. So going to be third down. Boy, he got a little less than I thought he did, so maybe about 3rd and 2 at the 25-yard line there inside BG territory. Coming up on 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Eagles trying to cash in on this first drive of this third frame. Taking their time. Big moment here for the BG defense. Can they hold as they have a couple of other times on third and fourth down tonight? Two wide receivers split to the right, empty on the left side, and they're going to go to Johnston. He bulls his way forward, and it's going to be very close to a first down, brought down on the play nicely up the middle there by Ryan Blackman.
I don't know if he got it.
That's tough.
Nope, he's short. So here's a big play right here for both teams to start this half.
Boy, fourth and inches here for the Eagles. And they're going to go for it, of course, inside the 25-yard line about the BG 24. Two wide receivers split to the left. And they're going to QB sneak it here, and looks like they'll pick it up. Just getting enough because he kept his feet going was Tierberry, the quarterback.
Funny, I was just going to say, I bet we see a quarterback sneak. You see it all the time now at the NFL level. The Eagles are the ones that are really making it popular.
I was going to say, if we see a tush push here, I don't know at the high school game if you come up and – didn't we see that a couple weeks ago?
I think we did.
And they might have called it back for the extra push. I don't remember.
I don't think in the high school level you're allowed to do that, but I can't – they've changed the rules so many times since I played many moons ago. So.
Well, and they're talking about maybe doing away with it at the NFL level. So, and here is a handoff up the middle. Almost looked like a fumble for a split second. Going to be a run for the Eagles on 1st and 10, maybe good for about 2 yards from Johnston. 8:40 to go here in this third quarter. We're still tied 6-6.
It would make sense that a team called the Eagles would run a QB sneak on 4th and short.
It's true. That's true. And having a guy like Jalen Hurts, boy, just why wouldn't you do that, right? I mean, boom.
I know.
Eagles was a choice on the list of the mascots we talked about at halftime.
They can't do that because I get confused which Eagles we're talking about.
There's too many already. Tierberry runs to the outside, looking to throw on the run, gets off a beauty of a pass, and that is in and no, incomplete. They're going to say he was out. Boy, somehow Tierberry was able to get that pass off, and he was looking for Parker Robinson, who made the catch, but he was out.
Great catch, great throw, just a little bit outside, but that was very nicely done.
8 minutes to go, third quarter, still tied 6-6. And the Eagles with a drive here to the 25-yard line. They're in BG territory. Bobcats trying to hold strong here. Tierberry is going to have two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. He's in the shotgun with Johnston off his right hip in the backfield. His heels are on the 25-yard line. Snap is good. Tierberry takes off to his left. He's got the rush, almost tripped up, stays on his feet, cuts back to the inside, and he's wrapped up at about the 11-yard line. We might have an injured player. No, he seems to be okay. But somehow, Tierberry was able to get away from Anthony Pfaff, I believe, who came in on the rush. He came in hot. It was almost a shoestring tackle there.
And he was on his way down, too, so credit to him to stay up like that. But another big fourth down. This one's not in inches. We got a couple yards here, so another big play early on here in the second half.
Boy, I thought maybe he got more than that, but, yeah, he's probably about 4th and 3, 4th and 4. With 7.5 to go in this third quarter, we're tied 6-6. And the ball down on about the 11-yard line, it looks like. Maybe a little bit farther down, maybe closer to about the 13. So fourth and about 3 to go. And a little sweep to the outside here for the Eagles. Can they get there? Breaking a couple of tackles. Going to be close. Janinda is able to wrap him up. He got away from two other defenders first. That was Shane Neal again.
We'll check the spot.
Checking the spot here as the Zebra crew comes over to take a look. Again, going to be very close, Sky. What do you think? We're at a tough angle.
First down.
That's no
Yeah, first down just by the skin of their teeth there.
And that's actually, Nate, I'm going to bet you right now that they're going to run this play where they fake it and they go back the other way. They've had a lot of success early on, and when you need a big play, that's what you want to go back to.
So the Bobcats defense trying to bend but not break here in the red zone. With 7 minutes to go in this third quarter, they're back to the shotgun now. Turberry lost control of the ball. Here comes the rush. Can he get it off in time? No, he's out of bounds. So a huge loss there on first down. He went backwards and probably lost about five on the play, maybe more. He's lucky that that took a – he fumbled it. It bounced right back up to him, though.
Yeah, he lost about 9-10 yards on that one.
Wow, even more than I thought. Again, the depth perception, when we're at the angle here, so imagine us folks, we're at midfield, we're looking to our right, and if you think of the clock, we're looking at, probably, 2 o'clock here, 3 o'clock? So that's a tough angle.
I don't know, I only read digitally.
Yeah, no one our age knows how to tell time, right? So three wide receivers split to the left here on a second down and long. And again, here comes the rush, BG bringing the house. Turberry, can he escape it? Boy, he's gone another 10 yards in the wrong direction. Lofts one up, and it is complete at the 5-yard line. Reaching for the pylon, he's in.
Wow.
A broken play ends up in a touchdown here for Spencer Van Ettenkander. Unbelievable play.
I thought he was just throwing that like out of bounds. I didn't think that was to anyone.
Boy, and the BG sideline just can't believe it. They brought the rush. And Turberry had run about 10 yards in the wrong direction, lofts one up into the night sky, gets a receiver. I believe it was Parker Robinson on the goal line. He caught it and then forced his way in. Wow.
And there is like this sense of just what just happened.
What just happened. Kind of a Hail Mary type of play. On a 30-yard TD catch, and now they're going to go for two. They pitch to the outside to Amon, and did he get in? No, didn't get in. So a good stop there on the two-point conversion. But with 6:42 to go in the third quarter, it is now Spencer Van Ettenkander 12 and BG 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
After the touchdown, the Eagles will be kicking off to the Bobcats here with 6:40 to go in this third quarter. A short kick, and Seymour is able to fall on that near midfield, so BG's going to have great field position. So, Sky, here comes the BG offense. They are getting their first look at it here in the second half. They now trail 12-6. The defense did a good job, but Spencer just took advantage of a couple opportunities, and the touchdown, a true Hail Mary-style score for Spencer Van Ettenkander.
Yeah, if you're BG, you can't be upset about what – I mean, of course, you can be upset about it, but it wasn't like they just drove down the field and just demoralized you every play. They got a freak play, let's be honest. Even Spencer would say that. So if you're the BG offense right now, you don't need to panic, though. There's still a lot of time left in this game. Do what we've been doing. Go down and put this in the end zone.
Here is Davey back under center with one wide receiver split to the right. That's a groin. Nobody on the left. Marshfield blocking. They're going to try to run up the middle here with Seymour. Good for about 2 yards. And so interested to see the approach that BG takes here with 6.5 to go in this third quarter, down by a score of 12-6.
And if you're the BG offense, with the way our defense has played, with shutting down, and even on that touchdown pass, it wasn't like, as I said, they beat you a lot. We want the ball. We don't want to give Spencer the ball as much as possible.
So we'll see if they try to choose some clock here and see if they could tie this game up. Defense did a good job to stop them on the two-point conversion as well. And here's Seymour, good for a first down. Again, spinning his way up the middle. Works his way through the cycle across the 45 to about the 43. Nice play.
He's got up for Bobcat.
And I think we will probably see a lot of Damon Seymour, the 5'9", 180-pound back who, boy, just runs with a lot of power in there. 5:40 to go in the third, and the clock is moving, which I think is we've determined what BG seems to want. Take time off, keep it simple, and see what you can do. Here is Davey again under center, wants to hand back off. Now they go to Marshfield. Good run off the right side and got some good blocking by the line up front. Picks up about 7 yards, maybe eight. So second and short coming up. Actually, no, I think he only got maybe about six on the play. And so this will be into Spencer Van Etten-Kander territory across the 40 to the 38. Second down at about four, maybe five to go. BG again working this clock down to 4:55 to go. Third quarter trailing 12-6 on their home field in a key division game. Both these teams trying to keep their playoff hopes alive for a week from now. Hand off to the outside for Seymour. Tripped up and a tackle on the play. That was Ethan Ashby grabbing his ankle and bringing him down. And so third down coming here. But we do have a flag, it looks like.
And I don't know what that would be for. I didn't see anything. And it's thrown by the judge all the way over there.
False start.
Wow.
False start in the Bobcats.
Wow. So a false start there against the Bobcats is going to back them up in the wrong direction. And that's a tough one there for BG. They've had some untimely penalties tonight. 4:40 to go here, third quarter. And Spencer leads 12-6 on the road at Bainbridge-Guilford. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. No matter how this game ends up in about a quarter and a half, we'll have our three post-game awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Make sure you check that out. And so we're going to have second down at about nine to go here, it looks like. One wide receiver split out way to the right on that far sideline, one to the left. Davey is under center. A pitch to Marshfield, who cuts it back to the inside, and he's wrapped up and brought down by the Eagles defense. And third down and long is coming up here for the BG Bobcats. And this is a tough spot to be in. Ball at about the 45-yard line. Timeout's going to be taken by BG with 4:19 to go in the third. It's Spencer Van Etten-Kander 12, BG 6. And a third down and long coming up when we come back for Bainbridge-Guilford on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, a pass to Parker Boutisse complete, and he's able to pick up about 5 yards on the play, maybe six. And so this is going to be fourth down and about five to go here for the Bobcats, Sky. They're going to go for it inside Spencer territory at the 38-yard line. Actually, oh, they're going to fake and go to the outside. Davey is going, and he's got the first down. Boy, it's so tough. As, you know, as us as broadcasters, for a second, it looked like he was going to punt. Then he kind of faked the pass, looked like he was going to punt again, and then ran for the first down.
that's the nice part when you line up like that. The defense really does not know what you're going to do. So is he going to punt it? Is he going to throw it, run it? I mean, he's got all those options. And the thing is if you're any of the guys that are guarding the receivers or guys lined up wide, we have to stay with them. We can't just let them go.
Yeah, that it's tough for us to make that call. I can't even imagine what it's like for the defense. They just have to be on their toes. And BG's able to pick up the first down. Great reaching for the first down there for Davey. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. BG trailing 12-6. Davey peers over to the sideline, barking out some signals on the line and waiting for the snap. Wants to throw quickly and gets it to Marshfield. He's good in space in the slot and is able to pick up 8, maybe 9 yards here for BG. That little dump-off play works again.
I am a big fan of that play tonight. You know, you don't want to overuse it, but when it's available like that, just a quick little play like that gives it second and short and sets them up in a great spot.
Yeah, about second and two. They are at about the 22-yard line here deep in Eagles territory. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Davey under center. And he's going to hand it off again to Seymour, bullying his way forward to the 15-yard line. And he was just lunging forward with everything he had there to pick up any extra yards that he could.
He's got off for Bobcats first down.
And that's good for the first down with 3 minutes to go here third quarter. And just, I like the mix between the runs and the passing here for BG tonight. You know, you have a little power with Seymour. You're able to get those quick hitters to Janinda and to Marshfield, and they've shown that they can throw deep tonight as well. So definitely keeping Spencer on their toes defensively. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Davey again peers over to the sideline. And rolling out to his left. Davey in trouble, throws towards the end zone. He's got a receiver, and it is good for the touchdown. Janinda in the corner of the end zone. I don't know how Davey even got that off, but they haul it in, and this is a tie game with 2:20 to go here in this third quarter. Wow, what a catch.
Great catch, great play, because there's actually another receiver open for BG as well, but great catch right there. And BG goes right down and ties it up, exactly what they wanted to do.
A great catch and an even better throw to get that off there for Connor Davey. Here is the extra point attempt. The hold is good, and the kick is no good. And we are tied 12-12 with 2:20 to go in the third, as that one would not go.
Off the crossbar.
Off the crossbar. The line drive is denied. We'll take a break. We're tied 12-12 with 2:20 to go third quarter here on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back off the kickoff here. Spencer running it back all the way to the 10-yard line here. A tremendous run back by Turberry, who took that one, well, on the field. He took it about 70 yards, but I bet he tacked on another 30, zigzagging going left to right. And now Spencer is going to be in the BG red zone with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter after BG just tied this game up. A heck of a run back there for Spencer Van Ettenkander. Sky, take us through that.
I can't. No, wow. He caught it off the bounce, made a nice move, and then broke a tackle and went all the way back the other way. And, yeah, I can't.
That was a video game-like.
No, it was.
You know, return. Or something you'd see on SportsCenter. I mean, he was on one side of the field. They'd have him pinned against the sideline. He'd escape and went all the way back to the other side. And he is right back in a QB now. He's got to be gassed after that long run.
He is. You could tell he's breathing pretty heavy because he cut all the way back, too.
So here's the Eagles knocking on the door again. They hand off to Johnston, runs to the left side. Johnston is brought down, but they are inside the 10, down near the 5, late here in this third quarter.
And if you're Spencer, that's the exact way you wanted to answer back after a touchdown. I mean, you couldn't have asked, well, you could have gone in, but you couldn't have asked for much more.
Yeah, great run back, and it feels like it takes the momentum that BG had and just kind of steals it right back away from them. So a 12-12 game with a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. Been back and forth all night here between the Bobcats and the Eagles in terms of the momentum. And once again, Spencer trying to steal it back. And a handoff to the inside, and the Eagles are going to be very close. They are in. Touchdown here for Spencer Van Etten-Kander. So just two, maybe three plays into this drive, and they cash in on a short touchdown running up the middle. Believe that was Robinson on the score with a minute 10 to go in the third. And wow, how the tides have quickly come back here for the Eagles. And now it looks like they're going to kick the extra point.
Another lefty kicker as well.
And here's the hold, and this one is up and no good, wide to the left. So 18-12, Spencer Van Etten-Kander leading BG with a minute 10 to go in this third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it's been an exciting last couple of minutes here in this third quarter. And right now it is Spencer Van Etten-Kander leading BG 18-12 with about a minute to go in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studio. Different kicker here for the Eagles. They'll kick this one long, and it's picked up by Janinda. And he'll bring it forward. A nice run back here for the Bobcats out to about the 40-yard line with 1:03 to go in the third.
He had one guy right there to beat, and then he was off to the races too.
Actually, yeah, that was Boutis who was able to have the return there. And he works that one all the way out to about the 40-yard line.
I love kick returns.
Yeah, boy, we've had two good kicks. That was a pretty good kick return for BG, but the one for Spencer that we talked about before the break was tremendous.
I feel like we see a lot of short kicks, and it just takes that part of it out. So when we see them, I love it.
Hand off here to Marshfield. Cuts back to the inside, and Marshfield to the 45 before he's tackled out of bounds there with 57 seconds left here in this third quarter. So this will bring up second and short here for the Bobcats. Again, our touchdowns here for BG. Marshfield got one in the second quarter. I believe I misspoke. I believe it was Boutis who got the second touchdown there for the Bobcats. I want to correct myself on that great catch here on the left wing side. So Boutis and Marshfield with our scores here tonight. Cuts back to the inside here for BG on a second down and short. Going to be very close here for the Bobcats. And looked like a run there from Caden Seymour.
He's
got
out for a Bobcat.
Yeah, so he moves the chains. So Seymour running. We haven't seen much of him tonight, but he's able to move the chains with 18 seconds to go here, third quarter. It doesn't look like we'll get another playoff. Bobcats not in a huge hurry here from the sideline. They might be able to get set in time. Down to 5 seconds left. Davey under center, and yeah, they're going to get one last playoff. Davey looking to throw.
He's got a man.
He's got his man just overthrowing Boutis on the near side. Ball's incomplete. And so fourth quarter coming up, I should say. 18-12 is our score. Spencer Vinette and Kander 18. BG 12 will be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. BG football trails Spencer Vinette and Kander 18-12 as we hit the fourth quarter here in Bainbridge. So Sky, 12 minutes left to decide this one. Can the Bobcats steal the momentum back one more time?
They've looked good on offense so far, and they've been very impressed. They had a guy on that last pass play, just a little overthrown. But I say stick to what you've been doing, what you know. You're not out of this. You're down just 6 points right here, a touchdown and extra point or two-point conversion. You got the lead, so no need to panic or anything like that right now.
BG's in the navy blue uniforms, the white trim here tonight, going left to right now as we start this fourth quarter, switching ends of the field. So here is Davey on a second down and 11, wants to go deep again, has Marshfield, gets tied up, and it's incomplete, and no flags on the play. So a third down and long coming up, about a third and 11. Boy, Sky, BG has not been afraid to go to the air here tonight with Davey looking for Marshfield or Boutis. Again, the touchdowns tonight by Marshfield on a 15-yard TD catch and Boutis on a 25-yard TD catch. So, again, ball right at midfield. BG going left to right as we start the fourth quarter here in Bainbridge tonight. Davey is under center. Gets the snap. Wants to hand it off to Seymour right up the gut. He's got first down and more. Bowling over a couple of tacklers and just brought down. Otherwise, he would have been off to the house. And he's fired up about that one as he got tackled at the 35. And he was inches away from being off to the house.
He really was. He's not afraid of contact. And he gets to that second level, and he wants to initiate it and see what we can do. And I like that play call. And you've seen the pass plays, especially two deep ones on first and second down. Now you got third and 10. No, we're just going to run the ball right up the middle right at you.
Yeah, that was, again, we talked about it tonight. They got some power, but they're also not afraid to throw to the outside. So here is Davey in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. They're going to throw over the middle again. This is almost picked off, just falls incomplete. Coverage was too good there from the Eagles with 11:13 to go. BG trailing 18-12 here in the fourth quarter. So ball coming back to the up the 35-yard line, second down and 10 coming up here for BG. And so here come the Bobcats back in the huddle here trying to get something going. It was a risky, maybe a little bit of a risky decision throwing that ball down there. Deep coverage was good, but, boy, they have not been afraid to air it out tonight. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left, and again Seymour is in the backfield off the left hip of Davey on the second and 10. Spencer with some movement on the line. They hand off again to Seymour, rumbling and stumbling up through the center of the line, and good for about 5, maybe 6 yards. And again, he's having a heck of a night here.
He really is. And Ben, when they've needed him, you look at that third and long right there. Now we're in a second and 10 right there, and just making it third and manageable. I mean, it's in the really key spots tonight is when he's been really effective for them.
So a third down and about five to go. They're inside Spencer territory going left to right. This is a big third down despite being so early in the fourth quarter. QB keeper for Davey to the outside, cuts back to the inside. Close to a first down as he's tripped up just outside the 20-yard line, and it's good for a first down.
I like that play call as well. We've seen it going up the middle with a lot of success. We're going to show that. Quarterback's going to pull it out, keep himself around the outside, and pick it up. They've got a lot of different options on this offense.
And, Sky, how about this? Connor Davey, it's probably not said enough. Only a sophomore. So a lot of bright years ahead for him and this BG team. He runs the offense very well. He's patient. And he's got a good arm. I mean, it's a good combo.
And it's great to see the confidence that the coaching staff has in him to audible and line up and make the changes and just all that kind of stuff. And we haven't seen really any mistakes tonight.
No, Davey under center, hands off to Seymour, who cuts back from right to left. Seymour diving forward. He's inside the 10, down to about the 5-yard line here for BG, and they are knocking on the door once again. Nice job by Caden Seymour.
He's got up for a Bobcat. First down!
Awesome to see there for Caden Seymour, the junior wearing number 9. Trying to help out Damon Seymour, the senior here tonight, as it is senior night in Bainbridge. Working a little more clock here with 9:50 to go in this fourth quarter. BG trying to tie this game up, potentially take the lead. 18-12 our score. Fans trying to get pumped up here as they're down on the goal line. Davey with a pitch out to Marshfield, and he is in for the BG touchdown. Ties this game up on a little sweep to the right side with 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The Bobcats will not be denied.
Well, I see a flag down.
Oh, we got a flag on the play. And the whole crowd just went, oh, that's a tough break there. I'm assuming this is going to take it away. Great run by Marshfield, too.
I think we're going to see a block in the back, if I'm going to guess correctly.
And it will go against Bainbridge Guilford as they are marching this out. Going to be 10 yards, pulling them back out
holding.
To...
Bobcat call for holding.
Yeah, about the 15-yard line. So, tough break on the holding call. And so they'll need another hero here with 9.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It will still be first down. So about a first down and second down and 15 to go. Davey is in the shotgun. Fans stomping on the bleachers here trying to...
I think it should be first down. Wasn't that just first down right there? Yeah, they got the down marker wrong over there.
Okay, so it's just on that far side. They hand off to Seymour. Diving forward, just reckless abandon with his body up the middle. And a good pickup of about 7 yards for Damon Seymour.
About 7 yards brings up second and goal.
Yeah, so this is going to be second and goal here for the Bobcats. As we come up on 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Spencer Vanette and Kander leads 18-12. BG trying to tie it up. They had just scored a moment ago, but it got called back for a hold. Davey is under center. Wants to hand off to Seymour. No, rolls to his left. He's got a receiver, throws, and it is complete. And good to Boutisse for the touchdown. Parker Boutisse is able to haul that in. His second touchdown of the night.
And I don't see any flags down, so that one's sticking, which means all three touchdowns have been on pass plays.
BG not afraid to throw the ball around tonight, and we are tied at 18. With 8:52 to go in the fourth quarter, and this is big.
It really is.
Nobody has been able to convert tonight on any of the extra points or two-point conversions, and they're going to go for two here. Can they take the lead? Davey drops back, throws to the right side, and it's knocked away. And so we stay tied at 18 with 8:52 to go in the fourth quarter, and we'll be back. Tie ball game here in Bainbridge on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
DTC Delhi Telephone Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Big kickoff coming here for BG after they tie this game up 18-18. They go with the short squib, trying to get back onto
it. They might have got it.
BG might have the ball here. Marshfield went flying out of a cannon there trying to get that ball. We don't have an official signal yet. BG's got the football.
Wow. Wow.
The short kick works. I don't know who got it on the bottom of the pile, but what a play there by the Bobcats.
Well, the officials are still talking, but
Spencer's saying that they have the ball. All their players are signaling that they should have it. We don't have an official signal yet here. But it looked like BG came off the bottom.
He came off with the ball. I mean, I don't know how you could talk and overturn that. Because normally at the, you'll see, obviously, they signal at the bottom of the pile and whoever, and then they all get off. But right now, this is a big discussion right here.
Big discussion, and one way or another, one of these sides is not going to be very happy with this call. And let's see. It's BG football. The white hat makes the signal. And this is going to get BG the ball on the 42-yard line of Spencer Bennett and Kander in a tie ball game, 18-18, with 8:47 to go fourth quarter. Wow, what a play.
Well, after the last kickoff return for Spencer, you didn't want to kick deep, but you couldn't have asked for anything more than getting the ball back.
And it was just a heads-up play, Marshfield. I mean, it was like he was going off the diving board. I mean, he just sprung into that pile and started that up. And now handing it off to Damon Seymour up the gut and good for maybe 1 or 2 yards.
And we've seen this BG offense go kind of slow at times using the clock, and you wonder if right now, with field position having the ball, if they might try to do that a little bit, and if and when Spencer gets the ball back, not having as much time.
Yeah, let's see what they decide to do here with 8:15 to go in this fourth quarter in an 18-18 game. Little sweep to Marshfield. Cuts back to the inside, and he's brought down at the 30. Marshfield already with one touchdown tonight. That's going to be good enough for a first down here on this carry. And Parker Boutis with two touchdowns through the air tonight as well, receiving. Connor Davey throwing for three touchdowns. And the BG fans pumped up here, Sky, with 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter, tie ball game. And they can feel that maybe the Bobcats could take the lead for the first time tonight. Bobcats have been able to answer the bell every time tonight that Spencer has thrown something at them. Big drive coming here. Davey to the outside, rolls, thought about throwing. Good pump fake, pulls it down, going to the 10, and smashed out of bounds at about the 5. What a great pump fake there by Davey. He sold that one well.
Wow. That was great. He had one defender, he pump faked, which got him up in the air, him to go around and give him all the room. That was amazing.
Boy, that was an NFL type of move there where you see a QB scrambling and pump faking, and he was able to get to the outside.
That was great.
Really well done. Davey bringing the play from the sideline back over, and again, just a sophomore. And to see the way he has played here tonight, there was a lot of high hopes for him, a lot of chatter about him last year, even just, hey, we know he's got an arm, and let him develop a little bit. And now they'll hand it off to Marshfield. Cuts back to the inside. Going to be short on the first and goal, so second and goal coming up. He did gain a little bit of room, though. So 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It's second and goal. We're tied at 18. BG trying to punch it in. So again, a second and goal, right? On the left hash, it looks like here. Davey's going to go back to the shotgun. And on his left hip is Damon Seymour. Here's the snap. Davey wants to throw. Push to the outside. He's got a receiver, but it's incomplete. We got a flag on the play with 6:37 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Could be roughing the passer. Yep.
Yeah, roughing the passer, which will be a big strike against Spencer Manette and Kander there.
Not only do you pick up a couple extra yards, you're going to get an automatic first down, which gives BG even more chances to put the ball in the end zone.
To me, Sky, it feels like here, like they just got to keep it simple.
I like turning the ball and giving it to 42.
Yeah.
I do.
Give it to 42. You know, you've shown tonight you have three touchdowns through the air. We're not doubting that you can throw it through the air here, but why throw to that corner of the end zone when you've got 42, a bull in a china shop, ready to roll?
And he's going to fall forward and pick up a couple yards anyway just because of his momentum and strength.
And they only need 2 yards here to really cash it in. And so Davey's going to be under center. Marshfield and Seymour are in the backfield. They're going to give it to Marshfield, spinning forward, and he's in for the touchdown. Marshfield gets it done, and BG takes the lead for the first time tonight, 24-18, with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Or use 42 as your lead blocker.
Hey, that works too.
He's very good at that as well. So great job there by BG, not only tying the game up, getting their kickoff recovery, and then going down and scoring right away.
Huge play there, and now they're going to go with Marshfield for the extra point. Again, the lefty kicker. 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Snap is high, kick is low, and it is good. Somehow, that ball found its way in, and it's 25-18. BG on top of Spencer Manette and Kander. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich, which is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. An electric atmosphere here tonight in Bainbridge as the Bobcats have taken a 25-18 lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter over visiting Spencer Manette and Kander. And I think the Pep Band's having the most fun of all, Scott. They're loud and proud. A long kick here from Marshfield, fielded by Spencer Manette and Kander. They'll try to run one up the middle, and not much of a return this time. Out to the 40 after being fielded at about the 35-yard line. Kick return there by Charlie Hilbert.
And the Pep Band is really good. Like, I've been listening to them. They're really good.
Really good. I've been impressed with them tonight, for sure. And we asked for more cowbell. They gave it to us.
I was hoping to see you possibly playing cowbell or tambourine.
Hey,
or
bring it up here, whatever it takes, you know. So I don't know if that would sound very good on the radio while I was talking, but that's how it goes. And so Spencer Manette and Kander now trailing 25-18. Lots of time left, 6:25 to go, and they do have a potent offense. So the BG defense going to try to rally and keep Spencer off the board. Dropping back, Eagles flushed out of the pocket, running to the right, tucking and run. They got it to midfield here, and Turberry, the quarterback, is able to pick up a first down. Very close to it, I think, right at midfield. And again, if you're Spencer, no need to panic. You have plenty of time. And, Sky, I'm interested here, too. Tell me your thoughts. BG kicks the extra point. So, I mean, if Spencer goes down and scores here, they could go for two. Both teams have tried extra points and two-point conversions tonight. So we'll have to see in the heat of the moment if they score what they decide to do.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, you know.
Yeah, what do you do, right?
If you, with the extra point, if you don't get it, right, I mean, you don't tie the game, two-point conversion takes the lead, that's a tough call.
Very tough call. We'll see if it comes to that. For the Eagles, Turberry flushed out of the pocket. And do they get him this time? He's got nowhere to go. They wrap him up. And finally, Elliott Briggs was able to bring him down for a loss with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That's a big sack for BG. They haven't gotten to him all night, but they waited till the very important part of the game to do it. And that's huge right there, backing up Spencer, making it second and long.
We're going to check on the timeout situation as well. But the Eagles losing some precious time off the clock here, Scott. I mean, I know there's still a lot of time left, but now you got a second down and long, and we're under 5 minutes to go, and that clock continues to run. It's down to 4:55 right now.
I believe it's three timeouts for Spencer and two for BG.
I was going to say, we haven't had many timeouts taken here in the second half. Looks like that's what it says on the board. And so here is Spencer on a second and long. Turberry looking to throw to the outside. It is incomplete. Two Spencer receivers ran into each other, and the intended pass was for Neal through his hands and falls to the turf.
And unfortunately for Spencer right there, the guy that played the best defense was his own teammate.
Yeah, that was a tough break. As it looks like, I mean, both of those guys could have caught the ball, but it falls incomplete. So a third and long, about a third and 20 here for the Eagles, 4:40 left. And Bainbridge-Guilford leading 25-18 over visiting Spencer Vanette and Kander.
This is a huge play for both teams because if you don't get the first, if it's fourth and short, it's easier. But if you're BG, if we can stop any yards, it's fourth and very long.
So we'll see. Under center, here's Turberry for the Eagles. Drops back, fakes a handoff. Rush is coming. And can they get him? He escapes, and we got a flag on the play. Turberry still on his feet, and he's brought down at the 40. Had nowhere to go. Marshfield brought him down. Let's see what that flag's for.
That flag was right where the defender was on the quarterback.
And it's going to go against BG. Wow.
It looked like a hold against BG is what he signaled, but...
It was a weird spot there that they called that.
Or is he signaling face mask?
It was after they tried to sack the quarterback in the backfield. I don't know if we're going to get another look. I think it's just going to be a hold. What do you think, Sky?
I don't know. He hasn't signaled anything else. Or he hasn't really made it a signal yet.
Yeah, 4 minutes to go.
Face mask
against BG. Wow. So maybe in the act of trying to bring down the quarterback, there was a face mask. So still third and long. Well, third and 15 here for the Eagles, but that bailed them out a little bit. 3:55 to go. Waiting for the snap. In the shotgun, two wide receivers to each side. Turberry drops back. Again, here comes the rush. He escapes, throws, and this is almost picked off, but falls incomplete at the first down marker.
The third down pass falls incomplete.
So now, if you're Spencer here, Sky, fourth and long, 3:45 left. Is this four down territory at your own 45?
With 3:45 left, I got to say yes.
Fourth down.
Tough, right?
Well, you have all three timeouts, which makes it so you can stop the clock after each play. That's a tough one right there because it's fourth and 15, let's call it. That's a tough one.
It looks like they're going to go for it here. They're back in the huddle. I fear, you know, if you're Spencer, maybe you fear you give it back and you just don't get that chance that, you know, BG's able to stall it out.
That's just it, right? I mean, I was going to say, BG's shown they can take a lot of time off the clock.
So it looks like they're going to go for it. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Turberry drops back, looks over the middle. He's going to fire one up into the night sky. He's got a receiver, and it is through the hands of the receiver and incomplete. Boy, intended receiver on the play was Logan Amon, and he had it, but just couldn't bring it down, and BG gets the ball back with 3:38 to go and a 25-18 lead.
And what great sportsmanship right there by BG. The guy was obviously upset, and the quarterback for BG just goes back and picks him up and pats him on the head.
Yeah, Davey with a nice job there. Again, he seems like he's more mature for his years.
I was gonna say, more mature than his age. I mean, really.
I know they've been excited about him for a long time, but this is the best I've seen him play this year.
It is. And, you know, now we get to the key part of the game. You got 3:38 left, but as you said, Spencer, I believe, has all three timeouts, so they can stop the clock and get the ball back.
Yeah, this could be a long 3.5 minutes to go here. We'll see. As BG doing everything they can to try to put this one on ice. They go to Marshfield to the outside, and they'll run down to the 40. And when will Spencer start to use these timeouts? Right now, clock still moving, and a timeout's going to be taken by the Eagles. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. BG trying to hang on. They lead 25-18, 3.5 to go, fourth quarter on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, let's set the scene. Welcome back. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. BG football leading visiting Spencer Vanette and Kander 25-18. And 3:25 left, as we said. And timeouts up on the board, Sky. What do we have?
2-2.
2-2. So here on a second down and about 6 to go, BG content to drive it up the middle. They go with Seymour here, good for a couple of yards. They'll bring up third and short, but more importantly,
Seymour with the carry.
They can just run some clock down here, but Kander, Spencer Vanette and Kander using another timeout. So another timeout. Again, we'll step away for 30 seconds. The next timeout they take, we'll keep it here, but we'll stay. We'll take a break for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. BG leading 25-18. Spencer Vanette and Kander's down to their last timeout if they're going to use it. Marshfield running to the outside on third and short. He gets tackled short of the first down, but the clock is still running. He didn't get out of bounds, and now Spencer's going to use their last timeout, I believe. So 3:05 left. So a timeout taken here by the Eagles. So we'll keep it here this time. So now BG still got two timeouts. Spencer's down to nothing. But it's going to be fourth and short here for BG. So this is exactly what Spencer wanted here, I would think, Sky. They're forcing BG into a fourth down. And if they get the ball back, they've taken these timeouts, and they're still going to have a couple of minutes, you know, maybe 2.5, 3 minutes to work with, but then they're out of timeouts. So double-edged sword, I guess.
And here's the thing, right? If you're Spencer, you couldn't have asked for a better situation, right? However, we've seen BG's ability to line up in a punt formation where they have the option of throwing, kicking, or the quarterback keeping the ball and running. And I would imagine them not doing anything different because it makes it that much more difficult. And you don't need to kick this a long way. They have the ball only on like the 37-yard line, so you don't need a massive punt if you were to choose to kick it. But if the quarterback sees a lane or a guy wide open, first down, that basically will end the game.
Yeah, if they could pick up this first down, they're going to fake the punt. They run to the outside. Davies slipped, and I don't know if he's going to get it here.
I think he slipped short.
I think he slipped short. We do have a flag on the play, it looks like. Spencer is saying he didn't get close enough. Boy, what a heartbreak there for BG as he ran to the outside. I think he was going to get it, but he slipped. It's going to be a penalty against BG. They're going to decline it. And it's going to be a turnover on downs, and Spencer's going to get this ball back, Sky, with 2:58 to go. Am I right?
Yes, and the penalty was a hold against BG. If he picked it up, obviously they would have accepted it, and they would have had to move back, and I don't think at fourth and 10-yard penalty, fourth and 12, I don't see there's any way that they would go for it. So, but here we go, right? BG's defense has done a great job all night. Let's see what we got to finish it off.
No timeouts left for the Eagles. Two for BG. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Spencer, Manette, and Kander 25-18. We got a flag on the play here on first down for the Eagles. It's going against false start against Spencer, Manette, and Kander. All right, so they're going in the wrong direction. But this is a lot of pressure. No timeouts. Can the BG defense hold?
And still, you know, if you're the Spencer offense right now, there's still plenty of time. Even though we don't have any timeouts, 2:55 is still plenty of time. BG's defense cannot allow anyone behind them.
That's the thing. We've seen Spencer has the big play ability. So a first and 15, they throw to the left side. Pass is complete. And good for about 5, maybe 6 yards there to Logan Amon.
If you're BG, that's fine. It picked up a gain of about 5 or 6. But stayed in bounds, clock still running.
Yep, clock moving down to about 2.5 now. Spencer trying to hurry. They throw here on second down and 10. And the pass is complete up over the top. Davey in coverage. You can't ask for much better coverage. They caught it at the 30 down to about the 25. We do have a flag on the play, though.
And that's way behind. I'm curious what this is.
Boy, they picked it up here. I don't know how that pass got through. Great coverage by Davey. It went over the top, and a catch there by Owen Hozinga on the left side.
He's signaling it was on BG, I believe.
2:20 to go.
Roughing the passer.
Oh, boy, so going against BG. They decline it because they picked up a big chunk. And so this ball is going to be spotted at the 26-yard line with 2:20 left. Wow, so the Eagles with a huge, that was a big chunk of yardage there, Scott.
That was, and but thing is they're still not in the end zone just yet. So if you're BG, you can't let that one play bring you down.
2:20 to go. First and 10 for the Eagles, going right to left. The white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmets in the sky are the ball goes up over the head of the quarterback and then almost picked off, but incomplete. Boy, what a broken play. I couldn't get my words out there. The snap went up over the head of Turberry. He went back, picked it up, and went to throw the ball, and it was almost picked off.
And I believe we're going to have a penalty on Spencer. Illegal shift.
Yeah, going against the Eagles, so that will be a BG-friendly penalty there, backing up Spencer, Vanette, and Kander with 2:08 left. 25-18 our score. BG leading here.
5-yard penalty.
Trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're on the outside looking in, but a win tonight certainly wouldn't hurt. And with a loss tonight, Spencer, Vanette, and Kander would most certainly be out of the playoff picture. All right, so this is going to be a first down and about 12 to go, I would say. And so this ball is going to be spotted at about the 27. I'm a little confused here.
Maybe BG declined the penalty.
Yeah, BG must have declined it here. It's a second down. Snap was high again, but he's able to catch it. We got a flag on the play. They throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete.
I think we're going to have the same penalty. I think we're going to have an illegal shift.
Wow, again, going against Spencer, Vanette, and Kander, and they can't believe it.
So what's happening is the guy in motion is starting to move forward. You can only go side to side when you start moving in motion like that. You can only go sideline to sideline more or less. Once you move forward, that's where that illegal shift comes, and that's what's happened, I believe, the last two plays.
So this will bring up a third down and 10. Am I right here, Scott? Yeah, third and 10. With 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Drop it back to pass. Again, they're going to throw over the middle. Ball is up for grabs and incomplete. Knocked down by the BG defense. And again, good coverage back there right on the goal line.
And now we got the play of the game, right?
This
fourth down.
This, yes, okay, so this is fourth down. I was having a little trouble reading the far side to see if it was third or fourth down. A minute 53 left. Spencer is down 25-18. They have the ball on the BG 26, maybe 27-yard line. So, yes, guy, this is it. Play of the game right here. All comes down to this between the Bobcats and the Eagles. Shotgun formation. Two wide receivers split to each side. Empty backfield. Dropping back to pass. We got a flag on the play, I believe. Trying to escape, and he has nowhere to go. Turberry is brought down. There is a flag, but I think they're waving it off. Or it's going against Spencer. I think this is going against the Eagles. Yes. And so a turnover on downs is going to give the ball back to BG with a 1:46 left. And BG might be able to put the icing on the cake here late in this ball game on senior night. They are feeling good.
This is exactly how you want to finish your career on this field. I mean, you don't know what will happen after this, of course, because there's still a possibility. But if this is the last home game for you as a senior, this is the exact way you want to go out.
Yeah, you couldn't draw it up any better. Spencer has no timeouts left. BG just has to be smart with the football here, leading 25-18.
I would imagine we're just going to see a couple knees.
And here's the snap. Davey's going to take the knee. And there's nothing Spencer Vanette and Kander can do about it right now. If they end up losing this ball game, a devastating loss on the road here for Spencer Vanette and Kander.
But what a game by BG.
Yes.
You mentioned, the quarterback, but a lot of these guys, I mean, we watched them together when they played against Sydney here in another great game. But the improvement I've seen from week one to now is tremendous.
Yes. You can't say enough good things about this BG team. As we hit a minute to go, they're going to take another knee. And BG, folks, is going to win this ball game. We'll have our post-game show coming up. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Sky and I are going to have a lot of tough decisions to make. We will give three awards to BG here tonight, since Spencer is from out of our coverage area. That's what we like to do. If you're two teams in our coverage area, we'll give two and one. But tonight we'll give all three to BG. But that's going to do it. 40 seconds left. Spencer unable to stop the clock now because they do not have any timeouts. But what a win tonight here for the Bobcats. A signature win unlike we've seen here in a couple of years. I mean, this is really something big. And the fans and the pep band fired up here on this near side. It's going to be a long bus ride home for Spencer Vanette and Kander. And that's going to do it. BG will win this game 25-18. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 25-18. Our final score, Sky, what are you seeing out here by these BG guys meeting at midfield? This is cool to see.
It's great. They're circling around their coaches, and they're just enjoying this as they should. You know, we've talked about it before on our podcast episode that I was listening over here, the one where you vented for an hour and a half. But but it's just great. It's senior night, and I remember one. I don't remember which senior it was for BG, but I think it was Seymour who said, for advice for younger guys, just enjoy it, you know, and you can see right here that that's exactly what they're doing, and that's what you love to see.
This program, as you said, Sky, from week one to now, the improvement, the camaraderie, you can just see that these guys are into it. And what a win here tonight. It will keep their playoff hopes alive. I don't know if they're going to be able to get into the top four. It's going to depend on other games that happened tonight and games that have to happen tomorrow still. But they kept their hopes alive, and no matter what, I mean, this is not it for BG. No matter what, they'll probably get another game or two in some of those non-playoff games if they don't get in. But, wow, what a way to end the regular season here for the Bobcats. A big win over Spencer Vanette and Kander. All right, let's get into our three awards. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I mean, so does the crowd. They're still pumping. The band's still playing.
Yeah, the band's still playing. Everybody having a lot of fun here. So, all right. Again, we're going to give three awards all to BG tonight just because Spencer is from out of our coverage area. But first is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go tonight here. Boy, this is a lot to do tonight, but we're going to go with Parker Boutis for the Offense Award tonight. A couple of touchdowns through the air, a couple of really nice catches. Between Marshfield and Boutis, both really good nights tonight.
Both really good nights. Both played huge roles. You really couldn't go wrong with either one, to be honest, but definitely got to give credit to both of them.
So next up will be our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Damon Seymour. Sometimes the defense award turns into an extra offense award, but Seymour was great both sides of the ball. His running was tremendous. Like we said, he was just kind of a true man among boys out there tonight.
He always is. He always impresses me. It was his senior night, and as we said, it wasn't like constant turnaround handed to him, but it was when they needed it most. That's when they went to him, and he always came up big for them.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question tonight, Connor Davey, great on both sides of the ball. He had the interception, but he was just absolutely tremendous at the quarterback position. A real game manager tonight. He deserves this one.
He was in complete control from start to finish. And we mentioned it, he is only a sophomore, and to see that maturity, to see the way he handled it, and he didn't make any mistakes. There was
no
turnovers, there was no throws where you're like, what, you know, everything tonight was, he was a complete control, and you love to see it. I can't wait to see how he continues to get better throughout his career.
I know, you wish some of these other seniors that are leaving were going to stick around to play with him, with him only being a sophomore, but future looks good. I mean, BG has been, I don't want to say struggling for the last couple of years, but a win like this and some of the wins that they've had this year can start to put that program to what they're trying to build here. And they're the first to admit it. They're trying to build this program back up, and a win like this certainly could do that.
And as you said, a couple of their losses weren't bad losses. They were right there. A couple plays here and there changes it. And your record, as you said, at the start of the game, from 3-5 could easily be 5-3.
Yeah, I mean, really, they've been in almost every single game except Delhi and Tioga, which makes complete sense. So, yeah, a great win here tonight for BG, that's for sure. They always treat us so well here. Boy, the place is still rocking. Everyone's headed towards the exits now, but people are dancing and jumping. I mean, this is a great atmosphere.
It really is, and I told you, I love coming over here. They're always great to us, and I even got my name mentioned out there for everyone.
I know. We're going on the air tonight, and just as we're signing on, they're saying, make sure if you're not here, tell your friends, family, listen on CDO, and we were both like, oh, yeah, cool, yeah. That's right now. Yeah, that thing we're doing. So very cool night here tonight as BG wins 25-18 over Spencer Vanette and Kander, a key win in the division. And we'll see how the playoffs shake out. So, Scott, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, and love games like this.
This was great. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Also to Craig Steven, the new, the Hall of Famer, got inducted this week into the New York State Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. He's been down in New York City the last couple of days. He returned today. Can't wait to talk to him about that. But big congratulations to Craig, hanging out with all the big celebs down in New York City the last couple of days. Cool for him. He helped out today, helping us get ready for the broadcast as well. So, well, we will be letting you know next week what the plan is. We're going to have to wait and see how this all shakes out. But make sure you stay tuned to CDO. We'll let you know where we're going to be next week. Also on NateLull.com, we have our radio schedule. You can always check there to see where we're going to be next. So for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull again, signing off from BG. 25-18, the Bobcats over the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles. Have a great night. We'll see you next week on CDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
But how are we to know that these are the days that bind you?